the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99, or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oakley Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome. All you Wahoos out there and ACC fans, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Frank and Hobbo in studio with special guest Terry Gates in the house.
Former Wahoo great and radio analyst.
The enforcer.
He's got some expertise here. That's what this studio has been missing for a while.
He's expertise. He brought his notes.
He's got notes. He knows what he's talking about. This is a rare thing on this show.
That's a chronic problem in this
studio.
I was going to say,
and I have a lot of questions for Mr. Gates, but before I do that, who else is on the show tonight?
You know, we're going to have a fun show tonight. Besides Terry, who's in studio with us, do a little basketball analysis. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and we've got good friend and longtime contributor for men's lacrosse, David Deck. And I'm sure many of you will like to hear what he has to say. He did attend some practices before the season began, and everything that the Cavaliers are struggling with men's lacs, he spotted it in those scrimmages, and nothing's changed.
Well,
anyway,
it needs to. Otherwise, we're going to have a whole show. The first time in Who's Talking 16 years, the whole show has been about women's swimming. That's the only good news out of Charlottesville.
Time out. Men's and women's tennis are doing fine.
All right, good. All right, Mr. Gates, let me start out with the – let's start with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Should Ron Sanchez be the coach going forward?
Well, I think there's a play for that. There's a way to do that, but if he is going to be the coach going forward, it has to be within 48 hours of that last game, and they got to pay everyone on that team. Because if they put him in the pool of three or four other coaches, that team could disintegrate.
Yeah, they'll bolt pretty quickly.
So the only reason, not the only reason to bring him back, but a good reason to bring him back, is that he seems that he gets along with the player. There's no discontent. You don't see that. But if they could bring him back from let's use some Trumpism here, before day one.
Yeah.
He's the coach. We're paying these players. We want them all to come back because it showed some signs of life.
Yeah, I mean, I think Frank's on my case for being a little pessimistic about the games this week. But I think from the standpoint of the future, you know, the only guy that we know we're going to lose is Tane Murray.
But probably Christian Bliss, who's never played a minute.
Well, yeah, well, if we lose him,
you're not losing him.
We never had him to begin with.
You never lost him.
Right.
So,
my question is, why wouldn't he put on a bus? Why did they send him home?
Well, that's a question for the staff.
No, come on.
At this stage, it really doesn't matter.
There's no player sitting on that bench that can go in the game and turns things. He's not the problem.
No. Well, let me ask you this. You know, we obviously have a potential for having a lot of these pieces come back next year, especially if Coach Sanchez stays. What things do you think Virginia ought to look to add? Where could they help this team?
Some size and, you know, some length and age. I mean, the games that Virginia has lost and lost badly are to some old big teams, you know, mm-hmm. the SEC teams, the Floridas, the Tennessees, the Duke, even though Duke is young, but Duke, I don't know if you saw some of those 6'6 kids they had, the kid from Purdue. I mean, you know, 6'6, 225, and he's got a hand on your hip. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, physical teams.
And I tell you one thing about the Duke game. Before that, watching from my watch, they were impressive. And they were really impressive on the defense.
Yeah,
they've been impressive most of the year.
But no, I'm just saying,
yes.
You see three first-year guys that just turned 18. They all seem to generally care about each other. They're 10 deep, and they go after you, and it's personal.
Yeah.
And they're not talking. You know, that was a really impressive. And I thought Virginia played a decent game, got manhandled inside, got manhandled on the offensive glass, got manhandling rebounds, but they hung in there. They didn't get blown out.
Yes.
I mean, you're two or three plays from having a 10-point loss, and you might have covered that point. You know?
Right.
So, and they didn't give up. Now, happened at Carolina, where that's a must-win for Carolina last Saturday. They were prepared to play. They were not impressed at all by UVA. I mean, UVA didn't impress them. They went out and just nonchalantly just killed us.
And started taunting our bench in the first half, which is...
Who cares?
Well, no,
they have every reason, right? They have every reason to taunt our bench, okay?
Yeah, but you don't do that.
I don't. Frank, this is basketball. They kicked our ass, okay?
You know, in recent years, during Coach Bennett's tenure, Virginia had a really good record against Carolina, yeah. So they probably remember
that. This is the first time Virginia ever rolled over down there in like 15 years.
And part of the problem is when they get these point blank shots is they haven't figured out the rotations in that pack line. And so Buchanan goes over to block this shot. That's okay. But his man, no one is picking his man up. And it's just Duke, when you're 7-3 and you don't bring the ball down, you lay it back in. Same thing for Carroll. You know, it's just that defense allows – I mean, you have to be very, very active on rebounding. You've got to move your feet. You cannot be a pedestrian. You cannot be a bystander. None of those players can be a bystander in rebounding. And when someone just stops and looks at the ball, they're done.
It's over.
You got to move your feet. You got to find someone to check.
Now, is that Coach Sanchez's fault, or is it just too many new pieces this year?
They're thinking about what they're supposed to be doing, but... And Sanchez said it one time. I'm watching the ball from the – he said it in the paper. I should move in and block out somebody. Yes, yes. You know, you just don't watch the ball. You go find somebody. And you go find somebody who's in an area where if the ball goes to them, they get it. If you go over there, now you get it. You just don't stand and wait for the ball to come to you. I'm sorry.
No, good points all together. I think one of the things that's interesting to me is at times – the team, and we're talking about the Cavaliers now, the team has looked like they've figured out the offensive end of the floor. Yeah. And there's been good movement, and people are making good moves, and Day-Day Ames is doing a little step back three or a step back two near the foul line, or Buchanan is rolling to the hoop and getting an alley-oop just like Robinson. Robinson and Buchanan have had some dunks. You've had good passing from Rhodey, although that vanished on Saturday. I don't know. Did he have the flu?
I think
Rhodey had the flu on Saturday.
I think Caroline took it personally that, you know, he's tall, he's lanky, he had two smaller guards. You just get up in his grill and make it.
Yeah, he was more normal on Saturday. Four assists, but four turnovers as well.
Which he has not done that.
No, he's had some exceptional weeks. He had a series where he had nine assists in three straight games and I think only one turnover in three games.
Yes, and he was leading the nation at one point with his
Rhodey has played better than I thought he was capable of.
He's a really good complimentary player. He gets the ball into people's hands. Unfortunately, he's throwing lobs sometimes to Blake, and Blake's not, or he's throwing a bounce pass on the floor. He's not a guy that steps through his man to catch it. He's not an alpha guy that's going to go get the ball. And I mean, it's.
What do you think about Robinson as a potential interior player?
I think he's a little slow on the defensive end at times, but I like him. He's big and he's strong.
and he's very athletic.
He's very athletic. He blocked Cooper Flagg's shot. That was nice.
How about Kofi?
I think he stands around a little bit, but he's a nice-looking player. It's just that...
True first year,
but, he goes out. He likes to go out and float and shoot the wind-up three-point shot. It's like Elvis Saunders. Is a really good player, but he's trying to prove he's a three player, not a four.
Yeah.
He floats out to shoot the threes. Well, we got better guys on the court that shoot better than he does, and he needs to be down a basket. And down there, unfortunately, when you get into the really good teams, they're taller and longer.
You know, sometimes just because you're open doesn't mean you should shoot.
That's always a given. But I think Sanders has shown a proclivity to settle for drifting over to the corner and throwing up a three, and you're like, hold on, you're Charles Barkley. Right. Get inside there and go get a rebound, go get a stick back, or draw a foul.
I mean, well, but yeah, he also, when he does get the ball inside, it's a lot of dribbling. And I mean, it's he's trying to improve his game, his lot in life, his skill set. But I think when you've got even Tane Murray out there in Day Day now, and you got IMAC, even Rhodey, I think he's number four when you come to shooting a three.
Who are the guys
shot
on this team that stand to be better next year?
Oh, they all do, I think. I don't know if Saunders, I think he's a good player. He goes to the ball. When I watched that first preseason game at scrimmage, he was all over the ball. He found the ball. That's what he needs to do now. But unfortunately, he's playing against guys that aren't the size that the Tennessees and the
Floridas. Interesting, to your point about making a decision immediately after the game, we don't have any commitments for next year, do we, from a recruiting standpoint?
I've heard virtually nothing. Now, except this, I did get this tidbit over the weekend. Chance Mallory, the kid that originally committed from Stab, the point guard, has now told people he loves Charlottesville. He's paying attention to Virginia, and if things go right, he would like to stay and go to UVA.
You pay him, you get Gertrude back. But I think if it's going to cost you a lot less money to retain Ron, it could be a 3-year deal or 4-year, 2-year guaranteed. Because I think he doesn't want to leave this way. I don't think with the program in this state. But if you don't do it right off the bat, it's going to cost you double.
I couldn't agree more with that. The problem is, there's all this, this shadow search that's been going on all season, and this talk about shock of this, shock of that, Orion this, Orion that. Nothing against those men, okay? They've had great moments. One went to the Final Four, and one shows lots of potential. However, if they do bring one of those guys in, you're going to have a complete overhaul.
Yeah, most of the roster will leave.
And the question is, how much money is that going to cost? And then you've got to factor in the one thing that the actual gorilla in the room is football. We all know that Elliott must get 7 wins this year. 7 wins. If he doesn't, they're gonna turn over football, because the big donors back to him are going to say, all right, we've given you
time. I assume Shaka, Ryan Odom, and others would have contractual buyouts that somebody's going to have to pay for. I don't know if Virginia's in a position to pay those kind of buyouts. It would be a lot cheaper, and that way you could use the money to pay the players as opposed to pay a coach.
I'd rather retain the players and give the staff another chance.
Yeah, and I think
they were blindsided about Tony. Tony waited till the 11th hour.
Rod's been put in a very difficult situation, yep. The way he got the job.
Now, has he appeared to be the next Terry Holland or Tony Bennett? No. But I'll say this. The game is different today, and the circumstances will help dictate what they need to do.
To his credit, and you can speak to this too, Terry, I think the players like him, and I'll give him credit. The players have continued to try. It's not like he lost the team and the players have packed it in, at least not in my opinion.
There's enough guys there that I don't think they want to go elsewhere. I think they want to finish in Virginia. So
right.
And let's face it. This was a very young team, and there were a lot of new parts, and quite honestly, if he can manage to get 2 or 3 more wins before the ACC tournament and get at least 1 win down in Charlotte, I'm in favor of keeping him.
No, I think relative to who's out there, I shouldn't say this, but I don't necessarily trust Carla to make the right decision anyway.
No, I'm just saying, but you get down the road 3 years and it's a different game than it is now.
Right.
The COVID year goes away, but you might get 5 years to play 5. Who knows? But it's, in 5 years from now, are you going to care? I mean, if it continues like this, I mean, it's pro ball.
College. There's the house settlement is coming up in April, but you know what happens on March 1st? Bet y'all don't know this.
I don't.
All the schools in the country that want to participate in the house settlement, they have to declare by March 1st, and that deadline is coming up.
That's now, this weekend.
It's right around the corner here. Look at the calendar. Virginia has Wake on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Then they host Clemson at high noon in JPJ for Senior Day. Then you've got Florida State in JPJ on the 4th.
That'll probably be senior day.
Is that Wednesday? No, it isn't.
No,
they're having a senior day on the next to last game.
It's
correct.
It's 9 p.m. Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's why it's probably. Oh.
Okay. The music means we got to go.
And then, I agree with that.
And then we wrap up. We wrap up the regular season in Syracuse on the 8th. So anyway, we'll get back to that. All right. Next up, we've got our injury report from Ortho Virginia. Stay with us, and we'll have Dr. Boyd Rawls on. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood, on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank and Habbo in studio as always. And we have our friend Terry Gates joining us tonight in studio. But right now, we have another friend, Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia, joining us on the phone with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Boyd, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. You know, I don't know about specific injuries. You know, the
old I've got some.
Frank has an injury. Go for it, Mr. Maloney.
All right. So one of the stars of the Virginia lacrosse team is a guy named Millen. I think they've played him some at midfield and some attack. He got hit with 2 minutes to go in the game and cross-checked it to the helmet, had a concussion. So we think. We don't think he hurt his neck. He did not. He went off the field. He was woozy. Everybody surmised concussion. So we're going to just go with concussion protocol. Let's remind our listeners generally what's involved there.
Yeah, we talk about this quite a bit. You know, number one, because it is pretty common. And, you know, luckily over the last sort of decade or so, I think the flags have kind of gone up a little bit. So a little bit more aware, a little bit more protective of the athletes. But, basically it's a, kind of a graduated, return to play. And, I don't deal with this stuff that often in the hand world, but, it's a number of steps kind of involving, kind of getting back to working out through the week and then contact at some point. And, as long as, people are doing okay and not having symptoms, hopefully getting back to, full speed.
Well, it's kind of unbelievable. They've been protecting people, but somehow down there in Texas, where for some reason Virginia chose to play Ohio State, things got a little out of hand down there. And apparently one of the teammates, the guy that cross-checked Millen, came running up and high-fived him and celebrated with him. And referees should have flagged that guy for taunting, because you cannot let players get away with that type of vicious play. I mean, the game is dangerous enough as it is. Heck, if you get hit with one of those balls, let me tell you something. You could lose ribs.
Those balls are hard, and if they're coming at 100 miles an hour, the guys that play goalie are courageous.
Well, Virginia has goalies that have found a way to avoid the ball because
it goes in the net.
They've been letting it in the net too much.
Well, that's one way to avoid the ball. Hey, Boyd, the most important injury is Habbo. I got a thumb. I got a thumb that when I move it clicks a little bit. What does it mean when my thumb is clicking? Is that bone on bone, or what's going on?
Well, now we're talking here. It could be a couple of different things. I mean, the most common thing that comes to mind is a trigger thumb. If it's kind of clicking as you bend it, and those are easy to take care of with a little squirt of cortisone, usually.
I'll be in shortly.
Oh, Habbo loves cortisone. That's one of his favorite things.
Just pull out the needle. I'm ready, baby.
You know where to find me.
Well, yeah, absolutely. In that nice new office over there on Midlothian Turnpike.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, Boyd, we thank you as always, and apparently I'm going to be coming to see you soon, so make sure you're in the office to see the old Habbo. But you have a great evening, and we will talk to you soon. All right, Dr. Boyd Rawls, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I think we mentioned this earlier, but Dave Deck, a lacrosse insider, is going to give us a little encouragement, hopefully, relative to the Who's future after a tough loss this weekend. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment three tonight. We've got good friend David Deck joining us now. And the guy lives lacrosse, folks.
I mean, well, that's good.
If somebody hands him a lacrosse ball, that's a 30-minute conversation.
Explanation of the pros and cons of the current lacrosse ball.
His favorite moments watching lacrosse, playing lacrosse, coaching lacrosse.
He's a lacrosse guy. That's what you expect. Hey, David, Frank and I were talking before we went on air. Is it time to hit the panic button?
No. I mean, the team's... they've had some growing pains. They don't really have a defined leader right now. There are a number of problems that need to be addressed, and hold on just one second.
Let's do this, Dave. You saw this team in practice before the season began.
Yeah, I was there a couple of weeks ago.
And what did you notice right away? And you talked to me about this recently, how you've seen how that's manifested into the struggles they've had against U of R and Ohio State.
I think they lack an alpha player up top. And when I say up top, I mean at the midfield spot. They've got plenty of guys who can play behind the goal, and one of the things that they've done for, the last 6-7 years is put the best 6 offensive players on the field. Sometimes midfielders and attack men are they're different skill sets. They're built differently. Athletes are athletes, people will say, but middies are a little bit different. Virginia, I think, lacks a big time threat from up top. And they're still struggling to find the guy that was Connor Schellenberger. I mean, maybe that's not going to happen for the next 20 or 30 years. I mean, he was such an extraordinary player.
Is it possible that he did so many things well and made everybody play at such a high level that it distorted everything and making it hard for Lars Tiffany and the relatively new offensive coordinator figure this out? Because you've got Colsey has played very well. Terenzi's always hurt. Truett Sunderland has shown glimpses of greatness. And then what else have you got?
Well, Millen and Sunderland and Schutz and those guys, very, very capable players. They've never had to play the alpha position before. And I think people are beginning to realize what an extraordinary player Connor Schellenberger was. And, he had a sidekick named the Big Moose.
Yeah, Cormier.
Who caught everything close to him and shoved the goal.
Peyton Cormier.
Was just that guy he was such an extraordinary handler. All you had to do was throw the ball near him. Schellenberger was an amazing passer, and we just don't have that right now. So is it time to hit the panic button? No. We're having some growing pains. We will find our way through it. We need some midfield production. We need a tested leader who people will follow, and there are a couple other things that need to happen.
Well,
we need
at least
to have a little bit better clearing.
At least Schroeder has been playing great on defense. Apparently he has been holding his own against the top attackmen that they've faced so far, and they're going to need him because this coming Saturday they go to Baltimore to play Hopkins at famed Homewood Field, and they better have their A game.
You have to bring your A game anymore. It's not like it used to be where there were 6 or 7 really, really good teams and everybody else was sort of an also-ran. Now, if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get beat.
They're still going with the first-year kid in goal, or have they gone back to the vet?
I think there will be a change.
The guy that's playing is Morris is a third-year player, and Nunes is a fourth-year player. Both of them are very capable. One has a little stronger skill set in one area, and they mirror each other very, very well. But we just need to work through that.
Well, Kaloji on defense has had good moments, bad moments, which was unexpected. Has picked up some dumb fouls. I'm a little worried. I think Gabriel is at the faceoff is playing fine, and his sub at faceoff at the X has been doing well, and Virginia's doing well at faceoffs, and that was the number one concern according to Lars Tiffany going into the season. But that's not the problem now. I mean, the passing is horrible. They're not getting ground balls. They're losing contact with people on defense, and the goalies, they're almost. I wonder if they've been drinking. One guy can't pass. One guy can't spot the ball. How can you be a goalie if you can't track the ball? I mean, it's the one position on the field you better know where the ball is, right?
Well, Matthew Nunes is a guy that a lot of people in the Virginia community have learned to either like or not, and I don't think much of the criticism that he gets is fair. I do think he's a, you know, goalie is all about confidence, and if you've got a lack of confidence for a period of time, you can really, really hurt your team, and that's what happened last year, and so a lot of people are remembering what happened in the past and saying, oh, he's not the guy. Both of those guys are really, really good goalies, and they'll find their way through it.
Also, before I forget, Ben Weyer started the season playing like, you know, the house is on fire and going after everybody. He's number 44 in your program. But I didn't hear any mention of him hardly at all in the last two games.
Weyer's a terrific player. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, gee, he's fallen off or anything like that. Weyer's very, very good. And as long as he's wearing orange and blue, I want him on the field.
Good. Okay. So. Well, something's going on. Everybody on the Sabre is questioning Coach Tiffany and, the offensive coordinator, Cassis. And I'm inclined, if you're torn between your goalies, alternate them.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well alternate them. Play them both.
I'm not sure maybe one of them will get hot. But you know what? I'm not at practice every day. I've been to practice once, and I took notes and took a few videos and things like that, but I'm not there every day. So, you know, that's a decision for Lars. And the fact that the guys on the – and not the guys, but the people on the Sabre are complaining left and right, you know, is that a shock?
No.
Well, I think Lars, to some extent, is his own worst enemy because he's raised the expectations to such a level that when you don't come out and dominate people, and
what
was the score of the game of the weekend? 16-5 or something?
14-5.
So we're not used to being blown out, that's for sure.
No, that was, you know, I said to my son, you know, at halftime, I said, gee, the good news is it's only 3-1, and then I turned around and it was a blowout. But they'll find a way, and it's the good news is it's not even March yet.
Right. I mean, it's the team's best lacrosse is in front of them, and there's enough time to get it fixed. I just worry there seems to be some serious confusion on offense, and sometimes even on defense, and that's never been something you could say about Virginia.
I think the offense is a leadership thing.
And okay.
I guarantee you they will find that. Somebody will step up and begin to lead, and the others will see that. And the defense is a work in progress, and as long as they're flip-flopping goalies, it's a little bit more of a challenge, but again, I think that will work out as well. I'm not ready to hit the panic button.
All right. Well, we hope McCabe Millen will recover this week. My guess is the concussion will knock him out of the Hopkins game. So I'm curious to see who's going to play in his spot. But, David, we thank you for joining us tonight, as always. And tell me about your team real quick.
We just started practice today, so we've got a bevy of experienced players and a whole bunch of new players. So it's going to be quite a challenge.
Remind me your school.
I coach at Monacan High School.
Monacan.
On the south side.
So you in the past have been defense and goalies, but now in the last 2 years you've become the head coach. What's it like to have the big whistle?
Hey, the big whistle. A lot of
the
responsibility there.
Do all sorts of fundraising and administrative stuff and all that. I've thrown the whistle away almost.
Tell me something. When do y'all have your first game?
March the 19th.
Well, I'm going to have to come see you guys. I'm looking forward to watching you roam the sidelines.
I know.
I'm pretty certain you're not Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected once the game gets going.
Bring Hobo with you.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you a few tidbits.
I'll buy you two tickets.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks
hey,
for
David,
joining us tonight, David.
You take care. Appreciate your insights.
Care.
All right, well, that was fun to catch up with David Deck. All right, we're going to go to break, come back on the other side. T. Gates is going to help us with the Olympic Report, sponsored by good friends at Fridays. And Terry knows all about the happy hour at Fridays, just like Hobo.
Well, and I have to mention Fridays to go all the time. You know,
that's right.
Important.
All right, stay with us. Who's Talking continues shortly.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Friend and Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. And our good friends at Fridays, who sponsor the Olympic Sports Report, have done a great job for us in really about the last 10 years, I think, going back.
Yeah, they left us briefly, but they've been, when you add it all up, they've certainly been with us at least 10 of the 16 years,
yes,
I think.
Yes, and in recent years, they've been fabulous. We want to give them a high five concerning their to-go business. Fridays To-Go, it runs like a well-oiled machine. If you call in there and you were expecting X, Y, and Z, which they have an amazing menu. It is ready. It's hot. It's packaged beautifully, and they bring it out to your car. And I have to give them high marks for that because they do a great job, and the people are very nice.
They're very nice. And
now, Habbo wants to talk to you about happy hour and the appetizers.
Whiskey
glazed ribs and everything else.
I probably
bourbon.
I eat more than I drink these days, which is obvious, at least from the eating standpoint.
Believe me, Linda is concerned.
But, hey, you ask about the AP poll. Duke has moved back up to second. Clemson is 13, and Terry's Louisville is 19th.
What a turnaround that program has had.
That just shows in the era of the portal and NIL, you can turn around a program from one year to the next.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They stabbed Payne in the back the way that whole thing was handled. But he could not get them going, and they brought in a new coach, new assistant coaches, and almost the entire team is brand new. And look what they've done.
Well, and what's weird, he's what, from the College of Charleston, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he...
And Randy Smith was the College of Charleston, and there's a couple of practice players went, you know, probably got paid a little bit of money, but...
Now, the one thing about Louisville, you know, that's a brand portal. That's a great basketball tradition at Louisville. But speaking of great basketball tradition, and let's just mention the Olympics, since we're supposed to talk about the Olympics, maybe the big news in that regard is the ACC women's swimming team, or the UVA women's swimming team, won the ACC title six consecutive. Now, that's small potatoes. They think about the national title as they gear up to try to win their fifth consecutive national title.
But Virginia's women's team score was 1,451.5 points. The nearest competitor was Stanford at 1,141.
Yeah, they're dominant.
They're just unbelievable. Now, on the good news front, the Virginia men have now climbed up to 8th in the ACC.
And I think we talked earlier, they have a couple of really good recruits coming in on the men's side,
yes,
don't they?
And yeah. I expect in the next couple of years the men will be in the top 4. And
no, but congratulations to the ACC, the women's swimming
team.
Well,
you got to congratulate Gretchen and Alex Walsh.
Alex Walsh, I saw.
Unbelievable.
She has 32 ACC titles in her career.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And her sister's
more
the one,
than anybody.
Her sister has all the gold medals and all that.
Right. And we talked a lot about lacrosse. Unfortunately, the baseball lost 2 of 3 of the weekend, so they're off to a slow start.
Those extra innings. I still have not seen Evan Blanco listed in the lineup. So his return to form with his arm, something's holding him back. I don't think he's had a major injury, but he's just. For whatever reason, Coach O'Connor hasn't been playing him.
And you're right. 2 of the 3 losses have come in extra innings, so they may need to just straighten out the relief pitching or whatever is causing
the problem. And tomorrow night is their home opener against VMI at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it should be baseball weather tomorrow.
Yes.
You don't win a World Series in February.
That's true.
Okay.
And it is
you can only lose it in February if you blow out your relievers.
I think the ACC or the Virginia baseball team will be fine. But let's kind of use a basketball term, pivot back to basketball. Wake Forest, we mentioned this earlier, 9 o'clock at Joel Coliseum. You know, I'm a little pessimistic. Give me more reason for optimism.
Well, I mean, because all the pressure's on Wake Forest. They need to win that game to be relevant, to be, you know, their NIT, their rankings, all that good stuff.
And coming off a bad loss against NC State and Raleigh, that's a game they had to win.
They looked terrible.
And, you know, I mean, you got to understand this, too. If this Virginia team is blown up, all these guys, they're auditioning for the next team.
So they have motivation.
They're highly motivated.
Now, the one thing I do expect...
Or show me the money.
They will start the game better Wednesday night than they did on Saturday against Carolina.
You know, I guarantee it.
You know, one of the things is Carolina's not had a good year, but they did put a stat up there that the last three games, they have been behind by 0 seconds.
Yeah.
So they've played well lately, and they have some players.
Well, they always have talent.
I think Hubert Davis... made some adjustments. You know, he's changed his lineup quite a lot this year, and whatever he's been doing in his locker room and in the practice court, they look like a different team on Saturday.
Well, you know, they played a really aggressive schedule early in the season.
You have to say that. That's a good point. Where when they were 7-5, oh, they're not good. Well, look who they played, for God's sakes. There's not Randolph-Macon's not on that line.
Definitely not there. No. You know.
Well, let's look at the top four in the AP poll: Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston. Now, Tennessee is just a few points behind in fifth. Alabama has fallen recently to sixth. St. John's has climbed to seventh. I'm not buying it.
Well, because they haven't lost.
I know. I'm just. But it's who you play. You've got Michigan State has climbed, and listen, Izzo is a tenacious son of a gun, and he can get those guys to
play hard. He's a great coach in March. Yeah. He's been to a lot of Final Fours. It's amazing he only has one title in all those years. He's been to the Final Four.
You know who is? Marquette has fallen all the way to 21st, and I'm kind of surprised Shaka's team is still in the top 25. Yeah. They've lost a bunch of games now. But, you know, let's face it, you know, Louisville's on the climb. Clemson's on the climb. Could another team from the ACC assert itself between now and...
I could, and don't forget, you know, Clemson made the Great Eight last year.
Right.
So they had a heck of a run last year.
And SMU is...
SMU is nipping at their heels.
They're nipping.
So I think you could see as many as five get into the NCAA tournament.
Well, I'd hate to see a team that was 13-7, 12-8, win two games in the tournament, and not get to go to the... You know, and someone out of the SEC comes in there, it's 8-12 and loses their
first
game.
Do you think Carolina can jump SMU and Wake because of being kind of Carolina? Does the name on the jersey help?
Well, they can do a lot of things because they have to go to Cameron, right? So they're auditioning maybe twice.
Although they got beat. Did they lose it in Cameron? Maybe they play them in the Smith Center. I'd have to check the schedule.
Actually, they lost... The Heels lost in Cameron, so they're going to play the follow-up game at the end of the season at home.
Yes, so that...
Well, that's an opportunity game.
There's one right after that a week later for them.
Yeah.
Do they play Louisville?
No, they're the ACC tournament.
Right.
Yeah. If they
beat Duke at home and beat Louisville, beat Clemson, even lose to Duke again, I mean, they better be in. I would be pissed if they weren't in because even though I'm not a Carolina fan,
they have opportunities based on the schedule they have.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have
win.
You know, so-called quad one opportunities, which they will have.
Right. The only one left this regular season is Duke when they go to Chapel Hill and play at the Dean Dome. But they will face Louisville, Clemson.
Right.
Or Duke in the ACC tournament, and there's an opportunity.
But if you beat the number two team in the country.
Oh, but if they beat Duke at home, they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's too impressive a win.
Well, listen, you gotta talk about the fact that Duke spent $14 million on this freshman class.
Yeah, well.
Virginia, everybody needs to wake up and go out and get the players.
You could argue Duke, best team money could buy. Now, the one thing I will say about Duke, and you said it earlier, Mark, Terry, Duke is really good. I think there's a great chance they're going to be playing on April 7th for the NCAA. They may play Auburn again.
But look,
you know, they played them early in the season. They could play them again.
Frank, you need to get rid of this is the best team. That is the way the game is being played.
I know.
You don't have to like it.
I've been saying it for years, and I've been scolded by Barry Parkhill, okay?
Yeah.
So I've heard all about it. But I said way back when, we have got to get in that game. It's the only game.
Well, the kid from Wisconsin, we thought we were going to get, right? Knuppel or whatever his name is.
Until we got outbid by the Dukies.
Yeah.
So, well, okay.
Money talks.
If money's even, do you go to Cameron or you go to JPJ?
Well, I think for whatever reason they didn't have enough of a relationship with that guy. I don't know what happened there. Because his parents, his mother, was the all-time scorer at Wisconsin Green Bay, and so she's up there on the wall and the plaques and all that.
Yeah, just like a relationship. Bennett. Yeah.
Well, hold on. That's why they're talking to Virginia. You got to blow this up. If If Duke comes knocking on your door,
especially with a big check,
and you think you can play, and other people, not just you and your little other folks, you think you have that game.
Well, you know, Virginia, thanks to Coach Holland and Coach Bennett, has a great basketball tradition, but we're probably not quite at Duke's level yet.
Look,
but we're working on it.
Listen, they've had their down moments too.
Yeah, but they have a lot of banners hanging in the rafters.
Don't act like they was always, you know, roses and the best bourbon. All right, we've had a great time
tonight.
Who's
on the show next week, real quick?
We've got Paul Collins in studio. Chris Wright will join us by phone, and we've got Dr. O.
And hopefully Mark Newland.
And we should have Mark Newland to give us some basketball perspective. Go Hoos!
Thanks for listening.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.